welcome into the Box Score, Terry Collins, along with Murphy Fair. And Murphy, not long till Christmas. I know that you've got all these presents ready, right?
Presents? What presents?
You're ready to receive, not give, right?
No, not even that, you know.
But we're excited. I know there's a lot of Christmas tournaments coming up before the Christmas break, between Christmas and New Year's, and then, Murphy, it'll be time for district tournament play.
Yeah, and it's going to be different this year just because we've got so many four-team districts.
Right.
You know, that's only six games, and most teams still have 12 or 15 games to go before tournament time.
Which will get rolling in the 1st of January, and we're right here upon it. Let's go ahead and look at our Huff and Puff Trucking Game of the Week on DTC Sports. It was Gordonsville and Smith County Tangman. That was over in the Tiger Den and Gordonsville Girls. The first win since December the 18th of 2007. Only two Gordonsville girls were even born then that are on that team that are seniors, and they were less than a year old. But Gordonsville gets the big win over Smith County 63-54. Only their second win probably in the last 25 or 30 meetings. Brooke Burke, a big night, 15 points. Lily Brock, Coach Terry Brock's daughter, had 13. She's only a freshman for Smith County. Emery Jones with 15 and Kaylee Dixon with 14. As Smith County struggled, and you got to give Gordonsville a lot of credit. They're much improved, Murphy. They're standing now at 10-1.
That had to be one of the more exciting games, you being the voice of Smith County basketball. But those two county schools, it's always a dogfight when they get together. And for it to be that long since Gordonsville girls had won against Smith County.
At home, yeah.
At home, that's right. Got to be pretty special for those girls.
Let's go ahead and look at the boys. Coach Lane Bissell's boys played well. Pull away in the second half. I think they were up 8 at halftime. Super sophomore Cooper Williams, who's averaging over 20 points a game, had 28 points. Tyler Jones with 18. Gordonsville's led by Jay Foster with 20, and the center Isaac Agee with 15. Smith County played well. They also played well earlier in the week when they played against Beach, a top 4A team, and only lost by 2 at home. So it seems like Coach Bissell and his charges have kind of got things figured out, and they're ready for Charleston, South Carolina, where the girls and the boys will go, and we'll see that in just a minute, Murph. But it was a big win for the boys in Gordonsville.
That'll tell all of us a whole lot about what kind of year it's going to be for Smith County, because I know there's going to be some pretty good teams in that particular tournament.
Right.
And it'll be a big whatever,
right,
for us to figure out how good these teams are.
Let's go ahead and look at some scores from Gordonsville's girls. They get the win on the road. 47-40, did not play very well that night, but they got the victory. And they were supposed to play earlier in the week at Red Boiling. Red Boiling girls had the flu, so they postponed that to Monday at 3. So Gordonsville girls sitting there at 10-1, and the best start that Gordonsville's had on the girls' side of the ledger, Murphy, in many, many years.
Yeah, it is. I know people over there got to be awfully excited about the way the Lady Tigers or Tigerettes, whatever, right, are playing.
Let's go ahead and look at some boys' scores. Gordonsville boys go on the road to Hendersonville, beat Merrill Hyde 71-56, and then they'll be going to Red Boiling, a former district opponent,
right,
that is now a region opponent, and that'll be on Monday, December the 22nd at 3 p.m. Their record now stands at 5-6, and Greg Bibbs just looking for continuity. He hadn't had his football players long to try to get them back in the groove.
It'll all come together soon enough. I know they'll be ready come mid-January, so it'll be a totally different team.
Let's go ahead and look at the Lionettes of Cannon County High School. They fell to Cascade 59-48, and then got a huge win earlier in the week, 65-19, over a Sequatchie County team that has really struggled. And Cannon County's girls under Ashley Patrick now stand at 5-5.
I think they're actually 4-5, but nonetheless, it's a very young team, and Ashley's trying to get a lot of girls in the lineup to see once when the district season comes around, she'll know who needs to be on the floor the most.
Next, we'll have the Cannon County boys score. Of course, we'll have Jared Nave on just a little bit. Cannon County gets a big win. Murphy over Cascade, one of their sternest tests of the year so far. They won it 72-68, and then they go to Dunlap and blow out Sequatchie 67-31. But that Cannon County Cascade game, Murph, you know, I know it's good to be undefeated, but it's good to be tested as well.
Absolutely, and a win's a win, whatever way it gets there, but nonetheless, I agree with what you said, and I know Coach Nave probably is too.
You know, Coach Nave, you have to look at their schedule, and we'll get into that in a minute, but you look at their non-district schedule, Murphy, it's not a bunch of cupcakes. It's got a lot of tough teams. I know he did schedule some region opponents as well where he can get the feel of what they're going to see. He'll see that against Bledsoe County in that Frank shootout in Sparta. So that's a good chance for them to have a measuring stick. Yes, you can see it on huddle, but I think seeing it live in person is the best scout you can have.
You can talk to any coach across the state, and they'll tell you the exact same thing. Terry, right. You're right on it.
Smith County's girls' scores. Of course, they've struggled a little bit as of late. Beach gets a tray. Smith County trying some full court pressure. Beach girl gets loose on the right wing and hits the three-pointer to win it 50-47. She hit that with 9 seconds left. And Lady Owls had a kind of fling at the three-pointer from straight away. But with Emory Jones fouled out, it was a tough row to hoe after that. Let's go ahead and look at Smith County boys. Lose a tough one to Beach. Beach cut her sisk, 27 points for the 6'8 senior. Definitely going to get a lot of college looks. Lane Bassell's Chargers stand at 6-6. They were ahead 3 points going to the final quarter, but only scored 6 points in the fourth, had 4 or 5 critical turnovers. But they played their best game of the year against Beach, who a lot of people thought would come in here and beat Smith County pretty handily.
That's 4A against 2A, and to play both of those games so close, that's got to be a good thing for the coaches to go forward with.
Go ahead and look at the Watertown girls. Brenna Price, their head coach. They get a big win over Monterey, 71-34. Of course, when you look at it, Watertown now 3A, Monterey 2A. Murphy, this used to be a district matchup, no longer since Watertown's moved up in classifications. And then they beat Livingston. I believe that game was at home, 36-28. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think Livingston was ahead. A score I got was like 23-14 at halftime. I think it was 9 points. And then they get outscored 17-5 for Watertown to come back and post run. But, you know, that was a good turnaround win for Brenna Price over a Livingston team. I know they've struggled. But still, that's a good win anytime you can beat Livingston.
You and I both will see Monterey since we're both in the same district this year.
That'll
be interesting.
So Watertown's girls stand at 5-5. Now let's flip the page and go to the Kevin Honeycutt Purple Tigers, and Watertown gets the win over Monterey, 44-39. And then they beat a Livingston team who's just been playing for about a week, 57-40, only freshmen and sophomores on Livingston's team after their debacle, I guess you would say. They now stand at 6-4. I know that Coach Honeycutt's got to be pleased, Murphy, with the defensive effort to hold a team to 39-40. I'd say he'd take that 9 in, 9 out.
All right, without a doubt. But it's still so early in the season. Anything can happen between now and February.
Definitely can. Let's go ahead and look at the DeKalb County girls. And while we're talking about their scores, we'll have Brandy Alley on in the show a little bit later. We encourage you to stick around for that. They play a border rivalry there against the gang from McMinnville. And Warren County gets the win, 51-42. And then Livingston goes, I think, to Smithville and wins that 60-49. The record now stands at 2-7, but they played a pretty tough worksheet, has the DeKalb County.
Speaking of worksheets, the coach at DeKalb too, she's got a lot going on right now with a new baby and all of that, but things will get better.
Looking at Coach Agee's boys, tough loss to Warren County, 82-40. Of course, Coach Danny Fish, who used to coach at DeKalb, now the Warren County head coach, and his son, an outstanding player, outstanding leaper. I'm sure that that was big for them to get that big win against the boys from Smithfield, as they say. And then Livingston beats DeKalb 57-28. DeKalb's boys really struggled with two blowout losses, Murphy, in the week.
Absolutely.
We want to thank, all our scores. Doesn't just happen, Murphy.
No, it's a lot of phone calls.
Justin Malden
Thanks,
does
Justin.
All that work, and we appreciate all of his hard work. And we'll speak with DeKalb County's Brandy Alley when we return to the box score, brought to you by Wilworth Bank.
At Wilworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you look at the big picture, you're really looking at family. Nothing means more to you than their safety. DTC Security gives you the peace of mind to live your life your way, helping you connect what matters most, no matter where you are or what you do.
Your home deserves an all-star defense. For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation.
Helping you live life your way. We're DTC Security.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Box Score. We've been joined by Brandy Alley, the DeKalb County Lady Tigers head coach. And coach, first of all, we've got to put basketball on the shelf for a minute. We've got to talk about your new addition.
Yes, Miss Rory Lynn has been born right before basketball season started, and she's already in the gym with us everywhere.
Well, I can tell you from experience, your timing was off a little bit now that you've got two major responsibilities, but I know it's got to be a different situation in your home right now.
It definitely is. Unfortunately, I had to spend some time in the NICU, so by the time we started going to practice, we'd only been home for maybe 2 to 3 weeks and practice started. So it was an interesting shift.
Coach, congratulations on the new one. Let's talk about the DeKalb County girls. I know that maybe you struggled a little bit, but at times I've seen where I felt like you played pretty well, and you've been a little bit inconsistent with that, and I know you're wanting to be more consistent to get the max out of this team.
Yeah, there's definitely some things that we're hit or miss on that we work consistently and practice on, and it's just when it clicks, it's going to click. But until it does, we're just going to keep working on it.
Coach, it's got to be difficult, too, trying to balance between basketball and babies. I would hope that your husband is giving you all the help he can in allowing you to take care of your responsibilities on the hardwood, not so much in the cradle.
My husband is absolutely amazing about everything. As much as he can be involved in, he's going to be involved in. He brings her to practice sometimes just to be a part of everything. I definitely don't have to worry about that. And then on the court, it's been really great to add my assistant coach, Brandon Fox, to the mix. He has been a tremendous on-the-court help and made me take a lot of worries off that. So now it's just trying to find the balancing act.
Once that baby gets older, you won't have to worry about babysitters, because I would imagine just about all the girls on your team want their time being able to hold her as well, don't they?
Right now, with me on maternity leave, I'm kind of sneaking in right as practice starts and sneaking out when we finish. But I definitely, my manager has definitely, the second I walk in, she's like, all right, my turn, just take care.
Coach, let's talk about your district a little bit. It's changed from what it was. You've got yourself, Macon County, Watertown, and Central Magnet, only four teams. The good thing is you automatically go to the region, but it's a little bit different setup. I know that some of these teams you have played, but still, as you get ready for district play, you're not going to see the squads that you have seen in Upperman and Stone and White County and Livingston, some of those teams. You're kind of seeing a different cast of characters as far as district opponents are concerned.
We are, and we're really excited about the switch up to see some fresh faces and hopefully give us a different mindset going into district play. You know, it's still going to be very difficult. Watertown is playing great right now. Macon County's having a pretty solid season, and so is Central Magnet. So it'll be still a big fight, but it's nice to have a switch up.
Coach, with just three opponents in the district, that certainly makes it difficult to put a schedule together. How many schools are on your schedule this year that maybe DeKalb County has not played in recent years?
I don't think there's that many new faces. I think we still have a lot of old faces I know of. Maybe five besides the Christmas tournament, maybe four or five. Everybody else has been, we've played them some aspect anyways, like we've played Watertown every year anyways. So, not going to be that much of a shift.
Coaches, you get ready for the Christmas tournaments, and then, you know, some people have pre-Christmas tournaments, and then between Christmas and New Year's, and then when you get to the New Year, you've got your district schedule usually in full force. What are you looking for? I know maybe you've got your starting rotation fixed. You've got maybe who your subs are fixed. Is it just them gelling together?
Well, to be honest, I just switched up my starting lineup not long ago, and one of my freshmen, Hannah Tobin, has stepped up, and she's getting more minutes now, so we're still trying to find what rotation works with everything, but we just got to make sure everybody is on the same page, and that's been really hard, because it is, if we have two seniors and the rest are predominantly underclassmen, so just finding a group with them.
Coach, I do Cannon County basketball on the radio, and I think we've already played three of the four teams in our sister region, if you would. And I'm sure you all are trying to do the same thing a little bit. Have you all decided, and I know it's still a couple of months off, but do you know where your district and regional tournaments are going to be held this year?
They should be at Watertown High School.
For both?
Should be both.
Okay.
Well, that's about as convenient as you can get. Just head down Highway 70, right?
Right. It's not that far from us.
Coach, when you look at Chloe Van Branken and Allie Melton, your two seniors, two girls that you rely to score for you, and I know it kind of, you know, puts pressure on them night in, night out, to not only lead your team on offense and defense and, you know, the leadership roles in the locker room, how do you feel like these two girls have handled that role?
I have been really fun to watch Chloe since I had her freshman year develop into a leader that she's trying to be today. Chloe has just blossomed with trying to be vocal in her leadership. Allie just signed with Brian yesterday, and she has become a ball of energy and trying to push through her leadership that way. And, you know, got Allie her sophomore year, and so just to watch her growth as well, it's just been kind of approaching two different aspects of it, but it's been fun to see them develop and try to push and lead and trying to take their weaknesses and turn them into strengths.
Coach, I'd like to go back to your title now as a mother. The last couple of weeks or so, how many hours of sleep are you averaging in the evening? Is your little one one that does go to sleep for a while, or one that's back and forth every hour on the hour?
When she goes to sleep, she does sleep pretty well for me, but she does not miss meals. So I'm probably still getting 3 to 4 hour stretches max from her. Last night was my first like 6 hour stretch, so I'll take it.
Absolutely. That looks pretty good when you're used to 3 or 4 hours.
I know, you wake up and go, what's wrong?
Coach, looking forward, I know that maybe the record's not what you wanted it to be, but you played a pretty tough schedule against some good teams. And I know that should toughen you up for your district regular season and then your postseason play.
I'm really hoping that was kind of our thought process. We'll see how many tough teams we can get in there and be ready to go and make our district feel a little bit easier.
Coach, what's the most difficult task for you right now that you've got a relatively new husband, certainly a brand new baby girl, and back on the hardwood? It's got to be terribly difficult for you, I would think, to balance all of those things.
It has been one of the hardest things, is just finding the balance, because like you said, I've been a wife for about 7 months now, and a mom for 2, and then trying to find a new rhythm with a new season. It has been tough, but my support system has been absolutely amazing and has made it the easiest it can be. But, you know, never easy.
I'm curious about Kim, your mom. How's she handling all of this?
Oh, she's obsessed over her new grandbaby. Her and my dad both are in love with her. Rory stole their hearts the day she was born, and they try to keep her as much as they possibly can for me, and they just show up at the house all the time.
Coach, when you look at Jordan, AJ, and Autumn Crook, a couple of girls that we saw back on December the 2nd when Smith County traveled up to Smithville to play, both those girls scored the ball well for you, and I know that it helps you when you get balanced scoring. You had 3 girls in double figures that night. I know you would like to have 3 or 4 every night, where, you know, a defense cannot particularly key on one person.
Who's the toughest team that you've faced thus far in your district? Like we said, there's only 4 teams there to worry about, but it sounds like, based on tradition anyway, it's pretty equal. Any Tuesday or Thursday or Friday night that you're going against one of those, you're gonna see some pretty strong competition, I would think.
Yes, absolutely. All teams got something to worry about and to be concerned with, and like I said, Watertown right now is playing some really good ball, and they're really young too. So every team we step foot on the court will be a battle, and it'll be who's ready for it.
Well, Coach, I know that getting ready for Christmas won't be hardly as tedious this year as in years to come, because the older your children get, I know Santa Claus and Mom and Dad have a lot of responsibilities and duties for the little ones. So best of luck with that, and good luck to DeKalb County, and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, and have a happy holidays to y'all.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Brandy.
No problem. I'll talk to y'all later.
Brandy Alley's been our guest on the Box Score, and we'll have Jared Nave when we return from Cannon County Boys. As we remind you, you're watching the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We want to thank Wellworth Bank for being our title sponsor. And we've been joined by Jared Nave of the Cannon County Lions. Still sitting there at 8-0, coach. A big win over Sequatchie and Dunlap earlier this week. I know that even if you're undefeated, coaches find problems or things that he wishes the team would do better.
Oh, for sure. You know, especially so early in the year, you know, you never, I don't say you expect, you know, to win or lose, but, you know, you're always working on stuff. And so, especially when you get in tight games or close games, you know, you try to win the games early just because you are working on so much stuff. You know, and you got different guys playing, you're trying to figure out what roles, who's got their roles. And again, when you can, even when you pull out tight ones, even in a learning experience, you know, that obviously helps going in throughout the season. But yes, of course, there's still plenty of things to work on, you know, as we ride this thing out.
Coach, really one-sided game, Cannon County winning that 67-31. And that's, I think, the second team from that particular district that we've played that we'll see later on, probably in February, for the regional tournament. I'm kind of curious as to your feelings on four team districts that because of four classifications now, we've got a lot of, that's only six games that you're guaranteed. And I'm guessing that makes it awfully hard to fill out a full schedule for the season.
It does. I mean, you're obviously doing it that way. And I like playing region games too. You kind of get to fill out the other region. And you know, again, like I said, it's so early. You know, who says the next couple months, you know, teams improve, you know, coaches kind of adapt and just improve their team. And so, again, it's just a long ways to go. And, you know, fortunate enough, we was able to win one the other night and, you know, just kind of keep going. But, yeah, I mean, scheduling-wise, it's obviously a harder thing to do. But, you know, it also gives you opportunities to, you know, play new teams or play different teams maybe you haven't played in the past. And, you know, I kind of have a pact with the coaching staff now. I told them, I said, every year I coach, I want to go to a different gym I've never coached in. And I can check that off my list. I haven't been to Sequatchie and get the head coach up here. So we'll check that off the list.
Coach, when you look, let's talk about your Christmas tournaments from now to the first of the year when you really get into your district tournament play. Tell us about where the Lions are going, and if you know who you're playing, maybe how some of those teams are.
For sure. We're heading up to Sparta on Friday. We're playing Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And the way they have it formatted, it's a winners and losers side. So we're playing Bledsoe County on Friday, which is another region opponent. So, you know, I'm glad we're kind of getting to see another region team. And, you know, obviously depending on win or lose from there. You know, the tournament's very good. It has a lot of good teams in it, a lot of potential, pretty good matchups. you know, depending on winning or losing. And then after Christmas, we're actually heading up to Westview. In our first game, we're playing Obion County and Peabody. And both of them are undefeated until they played each other twice, and Peabody has beat them Obion twice. So Obion's like 8-2, and Peabody's 9 or 10-0. So it's a pretty good matchups coming up. You know, and like I told the guys, you just got to be ready for the challenge. You know, whoever we're playing, whoever's in front of us, you better be ready to go. So I'm excited for the challenge coming up.
Coach, when I was in college, I worked for a newspaper in Union City, and Obion Central was one of the teams that I covered on a regular basis. And back then, the joke was that when football season rolled around, you might have 15 guys go out for football. But when basketball rolled around, there were 60 or 70 guys trying to make the basketball team. And boys and girls, both basketball programs have been really strong there for a long, long time. How did that one come about?
Well, like I said, it was kind of one of them deals. I told the coaching staff, hey, I want to go to a gym I've never got to coach in. And so, you know, during, you know, Sequatchie just kind of come up later. But we just went to the Christmas term. We're going out to Westview. Like, I've never been out there. We decided we're just going to go out there, and we obviously just drew two really good opponents, which is great for us. You know, we want to see everybody. We don't want to, you know, dodge anybody. We'll be ready to play and, you know, just kind of see where the dominoes fall from there.
Coach, I know some coaches look at tournaments differently. I know you're working on getting your, you know, starting rotation set, your players that are going to play time, meaningful time set. What do you look for in a Christmas tournament? Are you wanting to look at the different styles that maybe you play against? Somebody may be up tempo, somebody may be half court, some people may be very quick, other teams post heavy. What are you looking for?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, you know, going to tournaments, you're going to see different styles and see different coaches and, you know, maybe see different things you haven't seen throughout the season. And so it is always good. You know, you may see a team later in your season, you know, when it comes down to the big, big games and the tournament times, and you've seen this style, and maybe you've learned from that. You know, maybe you lose a game, or you maybe win a tight game. Like, okay, I can adjust and learn from that. And so it is good. It's good to go play whoever in any tournament. And obviously you're trying to win, but you're also trying to learn, you know, even in close wins or tough losses, you're just still learning your team. You know, who can play what, and again, you're always redefining the roles and just, you know, trying to get the thing rolling going into January, February, March.
Coach, some of our viewers may not know that you are a Cannon County native. I'm very curious as to who was your coach when you were a student at Cannon County High School, and at what point in time in your career did you think, I might like to be a basketball coach when everything's said and done?
That's a loaded question right there. No, when I was playing, Matt Rigsby was my basketball coach. He's the head coach at Siegel High School now. When I got done playing in college, I come back and I actually helped him. He was at Cannon County, helped him for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, and helped him a year at Siegel. And I've obviously branched off, but I don't know. That's a good question. I just remember I always thought I would love to coach. I just love the game, being around it. I love practice about more than anything, just watching guys get better and just kind of come together. But, you know, coaching's always fun. Sometimes you're never right, and that's okay. But, no, that's Matt Rigsby was a good one. Helped me out a whole lot and still helps me out every day. You know, and just learning the game and just learning from other different coaches and getting different perspectives.
Coach, you've got a good staff behind you, and I'm not saying that you don't do a good job, but I think your staff does an excellent job as well. And I will applaud you on having your brother on your staff, and I know he does a good job, because I'm not real sure if my twin brother and I were on the same staff.
That wouldn't work.
A lot of practices wouldn't end in fights, or at least disgruntled words.
That would not work, Terry, I can tell you right now. And there's probably days, you know, like that for you too, right?
You know, I don't see how coaches can do it by themselves. I really don't. I mean, I have Colin Jones, my brother, Jacob Nave, and Jordan Davenport, and they're just awesome. Again, I can't do it by myself, And I give those guys tons of credit. You know, if you guys see something, you know, tell them. You know, even in mid-game, you know, I don't mind if you guys got something to draw up, draw it up. You know, there's no credit that needs to be, you know, for me. I'm just here to try to win the game. You know, it really doesn't matter who's got the idea. You know, bring it to the forefront, we'll figure it out. But, yeah, I just, as it pertains to a staff, I wouldn't trade these guys for nothing. They are the best.
Jaron, most coaches will tell you in a heartbeat that whatever sport they're coaching, it's a team sport. It's not an individual sport. And I think this year's Cannon County boys team implements that as well as anyone. They're not selfish at all. They pass the ball off to a player that I didn't even see was in the open. It's like they can almost read each other's mind when they're racing down the floor. Is that something that you coach, or is that something that's just part of the gene pool, so to speak?
Well, obviously, you got to have, you know, unselfish kids, you know, to kind of implement that. But it's just something that's just done every day. You know, just make the simple play. The rule I kind of always follow is, you know, basketball is is an easy game that's hard to play. And, you know, just don't try to make the crazy pass. Don't try to make a hero play. Just make the simple pass, the simple play. And if the guy's open, just throw it to him. You know, and it's simple when you really just hammer it down, you know, kind of in X's and O's wise. But, you know, when you play big games, when you get into big tournament games, you just can't win it by yourself most of the time. I ain't saying, you know, if you have some NBA player that you couldn't win by yourself, but most of the time in a high school game, you cannot win it with one or two players. It takes all five, and it takes everybody from your bench too. And, you know, you just want to be playing together and playing right and playing good at the right time, and that's what these games are for, as you're kind of moving in again to the new year.
Well, Coach Jaron Nave, we appreciate you visiting with us. I know you're a little one expecting a big Christmas, and I know Cannon County and York and Monterey and Smith County ready to tangle when it gets the new year in District 6AA.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. District play is always a good time, and ready for the challenge. And guys, I appreciate you having me on, and hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Coach.
We've been visiting with Jaron Nave of the Cannon County Lions. When we return, we'll have Michael Dodgen of the White County Girls. As we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Huff & Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff & Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back into The Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair, Justin Malden doing a great job for us behind the scenes. Wellworth Bank is our title sponsor. And we've been joined by Michael Dodgen of the undefeated White County Warriorettes. And Coach, you got off to a big start. And I know that as these Christmas tournaments roll around, you're wanting your team to keep that momentum up.
Well, obviously, yes. It's been a good start for us. I think we've, you know, exceeded what expectations I think people have put out there for us, and I feel like we're continuing to get better. And the good thing is, I feel like we've got a lot of growth ahead of us. I don't think we've played our best yet, particularly especially on the offensive end. I feel like defensively we've been really good, and we can still improve on some things, but I think offensively we've not hit that gear yet that I want us to be in, and when we do, I think we've got a chance to be a little bit better than what we are right now, and that's a positive thing right now.
Michael, you got to go to the Big Dance last year, and I'm kind of curious, how many seniors did you have on your team last year that you don't have this year, and what do you think your expectations are for another state tournament run?
Well, we had three seniors. Obviously, Ava Jones started for us, you know, for three out of her 4 years, and then Kennedy Billings was a reserve that came off the bench for us and played some limited minutes, and then we got Keely Mullins back right there at the end of the district tournament, and so she only got to play five games with us. So, you know, we've got a lot of kids back that played a lot of minutes for us, and you know, they got a lot of valuable minutes, and they've played a lot of games. I've got four seniors that, you know, are inching past that, they're over that 100 game threshold so far through their high school career, and that's, you know, when you're putting that type of experience on the floor, it makes it a lot easier because they know our expectations, they know what we want night in and night out. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, and these are expectations that I've had in the 25 years that I've been coaching. Obviously, every year you want to be in that spot and that opportunity to play for a state championship, and that doesn't change. And that mentality is not going to change. If it starts to change for me, then it's time for me to find a new profession, because I want us to be the best every time we step on the floor, and I want our program to have those high expectations every single time we step on the floor and every night that we play.
Coach, looking at your district, I know it's changed a little bit from what it was, but you still got some very tough teams. I know Livingston's struggling right now, but when you look at Stone and Upperman, I know DeKalb's struggling a little bit, but when you look at Stone and Upperman, you know, that's two teams year in, year out that are going to put a quality club on the floor.
Yeah, congratulations. We just continue to get tougher. You know, it's really, really a shame, and I know we've talked about this on the other times that we've talked, that there's just not a better balance. And, you know, our league this year's only got five teams in it, and honestly, in our region's only got four. And we're going to have a really, really good basketball team that gets beat in the district tournament in that 4-5 matchup that's going to go home. And, you know, they're not going to get a chance to compete for a region title, and very easily could go to some of these other districts and win not only the district, but then compete for a region title. You know, our league is just, it's good coaches, it's good players. You know, it's a lot of coaches that are passionate about their communities and their schools, which make it a lot better on those Tuesday and Friday nights. And, you know, Upperman is Upperman. They're going to do what they do, and she's not going to deviate. She's not going to change. And you're going to have to find a way to stop it and beat it. You know, Coach Buck's done a good job with his bunch. You know, they won eight games last year, I think, and were arguably one of the most dangerous 8-22 teams in the state and could beat you on any given night. And, you know, we were fortunate last year not to lose a game in the district, but Stone was our two of our closest games in the regular season in district play. Cumberland County, you know, with Rodica coming back, she's got a passion for Cumberland County, and, you know, she's going to, you know, try to build that program back up to the standards that she wants it at. And, you know, anytime, you know, Livingston, you know, with Leslie, anytime you step on the floor against the Livingston team, you better be ready to go, because that matchup zone's as good as anybody's in the state. And if you can't score it against that matchup zone, you're in trouble. So, you know, our league's going to be tough. And the negative really for our league is, we don't see each other until January and February, and a lot of things can change once you get to January and February, and you know, for about a 20-day stretch, we're going to play each other twice and then turn right back around and in a week play each other again for a district championship. So, you know, you got to be ready, and we're trying to get ourselves ready with our schedule. I mean, I feel like we played a pretty tough schedule playing Smith County, York, Pearl Cone, Hillsboro, and then obviously we're getting ready to step into our pre-Christmas tournament, the Frank Shootout. And this crazy guy that you're talking to brings in Dyersburg, South Gibson, York, and Mount Juliet. So, you know, a lot of times you try to have a tournament where the home team can get to the finals. I don't know if we win a first round game. So, you know, but you want to be challenged, and you want to do the things that you have to do to make yourself better for that tournament run at the end of February.
Michael, I had a great chance to visit with both you and your dad back in football season when Farragut, where your dad works, came to Upperman High School in September, I believe it was. But nonetheless, your dad's been involved in high school athletics. I think he's the athletic director there at Farragut, and I'm guessing that he made a great impression on you growing up to become a coach and do what you do today. Would that be a safe bet?
That would be. Number one, I don't know who that athletic director was that decided to take Farragut to play Upperman in football. He probably needs to have a serious conversation with himself there. But he allowed me, and my mom allowed me, to be a part of what my dad did from a young age. You know, I was able to go to the gym. I was able to travel with him. I was able to be around him. And, you know, he just has a very high passion for athletics and a very high passion for kids. And, you know, he wants what's best. And Farragut's got good athletic programs. I mean, there's softball, baseball, golf, basketball. They're always competing for state titles. The football team struggled a little bit, but, you know, they're going to get all that turned around. But, you know, when you're around somebody that's been involved in this for, you know, almost 50 years now, you learn a lot. And you learn a lot of old school ways, and you learn a lot of the new school stuff that you've got to adapt to. But, you know, the one thing that I can say about him is he's loyal. And loyalty goes a long way this day and age, because that's, I guess, one word that I think a lot of people forget about. And in this world of transfers and NIL, you know, loyalty goes out the window a lot. And when you find people that you work with and coach with that are loyal to their schools and programs, that speaks a lot about coaches and athletic directors' integrity this day and age.
Coach Ogden, I'm going to fade back to the Smith County days. You coached us, I guess, 3 years on the girls' yes, side. Sir. And there was a little boy that ran around his mom that helped me on the radio. His name's Seth Hackett, and now he helps me do radio. Guess that tells me how old I am. But Seth always had a love for Coach Dodgen, and I think our players and our community, myself included, did that just because you were all about the kids and seeing them do well and seeing them exceed. No, we never did go to a state tournament. I think we went to the region quarters 1 year and region semis twice. But still, you made basketball fun, and I know that was a fun 3 years for me to do radio and newspaper.
Well, and listen, Seth was one of those guys. He was a gym rat. And I mean, he wanted to be involved, and we took him. I'll never forget it. And he went with us. His mom let him go with us to Martin, Tennessee, and for a Hall of Fame little play day out there that they put on, where our district competed against the Gibson County District. I think it was 7AA versus 13AA, and he went with us. And I mean, he came a long way, because we had to almost force him to take a shower on that trip. But he just would not take a shower on that trip. But no, Seth is one of those kids that just, you know, he wants to be around it, and you can tell he's passionate about it. And, you know, the thing about it, and I was at Smith County there for 3 years, and Coach Maynard gave me that great opportunity to get my coaching career started there. And, you know, it was a community that, and I think, Terry, you'll agree with this, and Murphy, you know, your son playing at Smith County, I think you'll agree with this. It's a community that is extremely passionate about sports. and they're extremely passionate about their high school, and it's the loyalty of those fans and those people. And you know, we've had the opportunity to play Smith County the last couple of years, and when you go back, and it's, you know, people like Audrey Goolsby, I'll use her as an example. You know, my little niece is playing in a soccer tournament, and her daughter's there, and she comes up and talks to you and introduces your kids, and those are the things that you appreciate, because you know you meant something to those kids. And you know, parents are going to be parents, and they may not always agree with what you do, but at the end of the day, as long as you take care of their kids and show their kids opportunities, I think they end up appreciating that more down the road than what they do when you're in the high school setting. And it's a spot that I'll always have a passion for, because it's where I started. And then was able to go to Canyon County after that, and it's the same type of community in Canyon County. The only problem is, all these kids that were great basketball players at Smith County and Canyon County, they're not having girls, they're having boys. And so I can't get them to transfer to me when they're at White County to keep on to, you know, being good athletes and keep that family name on, because they're all having boys. So we're going to have to work on that.
Well, Coach Ogden, we appreciate you visiting with us. Merry Christmas to you and Beth and the girls. I know that it's right around the corner, and best of luck in the Frank shootout there at White County High School in Sparta.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys letting me come on and talk, and we're excited about the Frank shootout. Obviously, we got Dyersburg, who beat us last year, South Gibson and York and Mount Juliet coming in. So people in the area, if they're looking for something to do, it's going to be a good 3 days of basketball.
Michael, tell your dad I said hi, okay?
I'll be glad to. Thank you, guys.
And we'll have some more on the box score. We'll go over the Christmas tournaments, and the games are upcoming when we return. Brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All across our communities, DTC is working hard for you, each and every day, so you can experience amazingly fast internet, no matter where you live.
It's time to bench your bad internet and bring in the real MVP, GigSpeed from DTC. For a limited time, new customers get half off gig internet for 2026.
Call, stop by, or visit us online to sign up. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
And welcome back into the box score, wrapping up another show. And we're going to look at the tournaments that are coming up, Murph. I know that there are some teams are going out of state. I'd rather go where it was warm versus cold. There are some teams that are staying kind of local, and some teams going to other parts of the state.
You blended all that together so well, talking about wrapping it up just when we're wrapping Christmas presents
right.
up.
That's
too.
True. That is true. And we want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, all our viewers, and we appreciate our fine sponsors as well. We ask that you patronize these folks because they're the reason that we get to have this opportunity of doing these ball games. Let's look at Cannon County and look exactly where they're going. The White County tournament for the boys, Frank's Christmas shootout. We talked to Coach Dodgen earlier in the show, and he highlighted some of the teams, especially on the girls' side of the draw. And then as soon as they get done with that, they'll be going to Martin Westview out in Upper West Tennessee, Murphy, your old stomping grounds, and play a couple of teams. And I know they've got to be excited about the teams that they may face. Some pretty good quality. If Jared Nade's team comes into the new year undefeated, they've had a good Christmas.
You'll be impressed, won't you? I think that game at White County for the boys is a 10 o'clock in the morning game, if I'm not mistaken.
That's that's going to help them for sure. And when you look at the girls, they're heading down to Lebanon to play in the Kerry Malone Power Games. Murphy, there's always some quality teams there. And Ashley Patrick not backing up from these teams that they'll be seeing in that tournament.
I think she said something to me in a radio interview that I did with her. One of the games is Endsworth that they're going to be playing. So that's always a good competition right there.
Let's go ahead and look at the upcoming games for DeKalb County. They're heading up to Salina to play in the Clay County Christmas Classic. They've got a great barbecue place. I don't know if it'll be open or not. But I'm telling you, they'll holler barbecue. If they're open, you better go. And then that's before Christmas. Then after Christmas, they're going down to Watertown. That was the Aflac. It's been two or three different names. Now it's the THW Christmas Tournament. They've got the auxiliary gym. They've got the high school gym. And then if they need it, they've got the old high school gym, which is now the junior high.
Sure.
So three quality venues, Murphy. For them to play this tournament. I don't know that they'll use all of that, but still, it's always a great tournament, and it's local.
No doubt they should have a lot of teams. If they need three gyms, they must have a lot of teams coming in for that one.
Well, that is for sure. Let's go ahead and look at the upcoming games for Gordonsville. They'll be playing at Red Boiling, and then they'll be coming over here to Watertown, a hop, skip, and a jump for people in Brush Creek to get over here to that THW Christmas tournament at Watertown. Not for sure if that's like a classic where they preset the teams that they're playing, or if it's like a tournament style where they put you in a bracket and you go. Traditionally in the past, it's been a classic, but still, there'll be some good teams that'll be associated from that. And the good thing for Gordonsville is they don't have to travel a lot, Murphy, and they'll get to spend more time at home with their family. Let's go ahead and look at what's next. Smith County going to the Low Country Invitational Tournament, Charleston, South Carolina. There's about nine different venues that'll be playing there. The girls' first game is against Charlotte Christian, North Carolina. And the reason I'm bringing that up, on the boys for Charlotte Christian, their two most famous alumni are Steph Curry and Seth Curry. Of course, Steph Curry for Golden State, all-time leading three-point make in NBA history. And of course, his brother Seth, an outstanding player as well. But there's some, a lot of teams. You're going to see a lot of different. The boys going down there as well. They're going to play on Saturday, December 27th, Monday the 29th, and Tuesday, December 30th. It's preset, the teams that they'll be playing against, Murph, but an opportunity for them to get away.
Should be a fun time to see some of that kind of talent.
Let's go ahead and look at what Watertown is ahead. The Smoky Mountain Christmas Classic for the girls for Watertown. And then they're heading to Florida is the boys for the Niceville Christmas Tournament. So Kevin Honeycutt, he's kind of fair-complected. He better get on some sunscreen. And then they'll return home to play in their own Christmas tournament there at Watertown. We want to thank all our fine sponsors and Justin Malden for all the hard work he does. And for Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night on the Box Score.